The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you come in. My name is Eric Metaxas. This is my show. And today I thought I would bring in a friend. His name is Mike Lindell. Am I getting that right?
You're getting it right.
Mike Lindell.
Two L's at the end.
Two L's at the end. Okay, Mike Lindell. And unless you're in a Spanish-speaking country, and then it's pronounced as a Y sound, the two L's.
I'm
Mike
sorry,
Lindell.
Yeah. Okay.
So, folks, I've never done a show like this before. I'm in the MyPillow main offices, the factory. You can smell the foam being boiled from here. It's a beautiful smell. And there's a reporter here from, I think it's Politico. So I won't say anything, that I shouldn't say. it's a blessing to have the press here, because I think it's so important, Mike, to try to get the word out. And what I was talking to you about last night, I want to talk about last night, because this is so nuts. First of all, how can people see what we did last night? It's not on Frank's Speech yet.
Yeah, it'll be today.
We
ran it once last night.
Okay.
It'll be on there today.
So I just want to
scrap, and then we'll have the whole thing.
Because what happened yesterday for me, it was like so extraordinary. I don't even know how to put it. I mean, look, I'm a Yale educated Manhattanite, and to be in the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota, it was unbelievable yesterday. It was like the center of America. And the funniest thing for me, just so you understand what I'm going to remember, what I'm going to tell my wife as soon as I call her, I'm going to say, honey, because my wife's, Italian, I'm going to say Joe Piscopo's performing. He asks, hey, how many Italians in the crowd? One guy timidly put up his hand. One guy. There was like about 2,000 people. One guy. So I thought, that's not even possible in America. But evidently, it was so funny. But it was, Mike, just tell my audience, because again, I've never done a show like this before. What was the point of yesterday?
The point of yesterday, it's kicking off Frank Speech. We've all been kicked off our platforms. I want to get the word out there on the election. I mean, that's a big thing for me.
What election?
The 2020 election.
The 2020 election.
Yeah.
That was the most honest, fair election in the history of crooked elections. Listen to me. In the history of crooked elections,
it was one of the worst ever.
Listen, I want to say, because I want you to know, you're living in this bubble where people know what happened and everybody understands and they've seen everything. But there are people potentially watching right now, good people on both sides of the aisle, who cannot conceive that an election, an American presidential election, was stolen. And I have to say, I myself don't want to believe it, even though I think Joe Biden's fake administration is utterly disastrous for America. I still believe in the American system. And I would like to think that the American people made a mistake and elected Joe Biden. To me, it is infinitely more horrifying than to think that an American election where old people like my mom and dad waited in line to vote, I think of Norman Rockwell, people, the American dream, people voting. So I just want to tell you, there are very few people, because my parents came from Europe and they love America. And the idea of it is so scandalous to me that there's a part of me that doesn't want to believe it really happened.
Yeah. Well, that's like when I was on Jimmy Kimmel, one of the most important things he said, and I said it last night too, he said, Mike, would you do it if it was reversed? And you just said it. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. 100% I would do it if it was reversed, knowing what I have, knowing the evidence we have now. And everyone says, well, why don't you bring it to the Supreme Court now? Because I'm afraid right now they wouldn't look at it.
They wouldn't look at it.
We have to get it all out there. That's why it's so important to
I have to remember.
These rallies get these words out.
I have to remember that this is my show, and I want to ask you questions. I mean, all seriousness, because you're like, you take over. That's just what you do. But I won't have it on my show.
Right on.
But I'm going to ask you questions that people are asking, okay? They say, listen. And let's be fair, because I understand. I live in the world, and I know that there are people that the reason they don't believe any of this is because it's fundamentally inconceivable and it's distasteful. And they would like to think, listen, yeah, you're on the other side of the issue, and you're all hopped up, and there's always been irregularities and stuff. But come on, a presidential election was not overwhelmingly stolen. It's hard to believe. And by the way, if it had been, for crying out loud, surely the Supreme Court would have been open to seeing this stuff. It's not very conceivable to me that the Supreme Court wouldn't look at it. Why wouldn't they look at it?
Well, they didn't look at this stuff before. They've never seen this. No judge has ever seen this. And here, you've got to realize, Eric, every single person in this country knows there was weird stuff that went on. You had the big spike in Michigan and Wisconsin. Well, everyone's going, well, those were the mail-in votes that came in. No, the mail-in votes were counted the morning of the 3rd.
Yeah.
So people need to get educated before we bring it to the Supreme Court and say, here's how they did it. Here's how it happened. I had the best people in the world validate the evidence that these other guys brought me.
Right.
So these guys are there, white hat hackers that work for the government,
right,
that protect us for cyber attacks on our country. Now, I just read this morning again, Chris Krebs.
Yeah.
He said, just like you said earlier, early in, I think, November, this was the most secure election in history.
Yeah.
Now,
but then he winked
Then 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, him and Adam Schiff were on Morning Joe, and they asked him, they said, what's the biggest threat to the United States right now? And they both didn't even blink. China, a cyber attack right down to the local race. Now, if everybody in this country can go, wow, my company can get hacked. My business can get hacked.
Yeah.
The government, state governments can get hacked.
Right.
What is it so hard to conceive that we got hacked by China? We have
the reason I'm trying to process this with you, because this morning, as I was coming here to the MyPillow factory, use the code Eric. As I was coming over here, we were talking in the car about the hacked pipeline, and they were saying that it's hard to get gas in Tennessee and stuff. And I thought, this is mind-bending that with computers,
right,
you could shut down. I mean, we're talking infrastructure, gas,
right,
pipelines. Everything's computerized, and people act like that's a good thing until someone – I mean, but this strikes me as a – if you want to strike at the heart of America, I don't care who you are, China,
right,
Iran, or I don't know. But the point is, like, the idea – that with a computer, you can hack into, you don't need to fly a plane.
That's
you can
right.
do it with computers. Mm-hmm. And you can shut down America. You can cause our economy to tank, mm-hmm, because you can shut down a pipeline. And I thought, how is it possible that people don't logically understand that if you're in China, mm-hmm, it's in your interest to hurt America, because for them it is a zero-sum game.
Right.
Why wouldn't people on both sides of the aisle understand that, of course, that they have rooms and probably buildings full of people dedicated to this?
They do have rooms full of them dedicated.
But they're not Democrats. They're not Republicans.
They're
communists,
communists
who are anti-American.
You just nailed it right there. That's why it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. It's all Americans. We right now have to do something, and that's what we're doing. Everybody's got to get educated on the evidence and know what happened. The media has been hiding this. Why, we don't know. They hide it. They suppress it. They don't report anything about it. You can't say the word Dominion. You can't say the word Smartmatic. You can't say these things. These machines were used. Now, let me just say this. When you talk about shutting down our gas and stuff, do you know about every year you get a major attack in the United States on credit cards? I mean, the credit cards, you know, and we get contacted in MyPillow. These are the major ones that go nationwide. They'll hack in and do this big theft of our, you know, the credit cards. And who pays for that? The public does.
We need to go back on the gold standard. That's my takeaway. We're going to go to a break, folks. We're going to try to keep Mike here for the hour. And I want to go over what we did yesterday. I've never done this program from a desk. So if I seem awkward, it's because I'm actually awkward. We'll be right back. Hey there, folks. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? What, like four? The truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise, just getting older. That could do it, getting older, which is why I am so impressed with Pete and Seth Talbot. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. Seriously, they recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pains, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain too. And then after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, 800-500-8384. I use it. It works. Check it out. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Like you, I am sick of hearing about big tech companies spying on their customers, selling their data, and not being able to keep their platforms safe and secure. Luckily, I've found SquadPod, a private platform that helps businesses, organizations, churches, and nonprofits take back control of their communication. SquadPod has three things going for it that other companies do not. First, SquadPod puts you in control of who is a part of your team, what they see, and how they interact with the group. Second, SquadPod is 100% owned and operated in the United States. Third, SquadPod is simple to use. Just create an account, invite your team, and start communicating via their secure video and messaging features. Learn more at squadpod.com/Eric. That's squadpod.com/Eric. Let me say it again, squadpod.com/Eric. Check it out. Folks, welcome back. As you can tell, I'm sitting very close to Mike Lindell. Mike, I got a lot of questions for you, but before I ask any questions, I just want to throw this out and you respond to this. My takeaway, because I have been so scandalized by the drift of the nation in many ways, and the biggest takeaway for me, because I went to Yale and I grew up in the New York world, I think what happens is that there's, you know, what the cognoscenti, the cultural elites, they look at somebody like you from Minnesota with your accent and your mustache and your, you know, ebullient kind of attitude. And they say, he's not one of us. We don't speak that language. And no one we know and respect speaks that language. So we kind of automatically dismiss you. In other words, you could say 1 + 1 = 2. And they'll say, I don't know, because you're not speaking their language, but most Americans speak your language. And I think this is the dissonance at the heart. It's why people hated Trump. There's something cultural that folks, I just wrote about Galileo, how the people who disagreed with him refused to look through the telescopes, because they just said, it can't be true. Aristotle is right. You've got to be wrong. And we don't want to even know. And so when people refuse to watch Absolute Interference, Absolute Proof, it strikes me that that is at the heart of it. They cannot, they live in a world where it is not possible that you could be right.
You know, and doesn't that make you curious why, if all the journalists, especially if I'm a journalist, I don't care if I'm from the Midwest or the East Coast or the West Coast, I'm going, hey, I'm going to at least watch that movie. I'm going to at least watch it. I told you when on February 5th, not one journalist watched it. It was a shame. They all called me when Dominion, I begged Dominion to sue me. They finally sued me. And then they all called me and I go, And then in the morning it started. Mike, Dominion's suing you. Dominion's suing. I said, did you watch Absolute Proof?
Yeah.
None of them had it. Not one. And I made them go back and watch the short version, which they can all go out there if they don't want to hear me talk on and on.
Yeah.
They can watch the short version, 20 to 26 minutes long. But people, you know, this is the thing. And this was said on Jimmy Kimmel too. He said, why of all the people in all the world, this divine thing that you get all the evidence, a pillow guy from an ex-crack addict right. in Minnesota.
That's a good question.
But here's the answer. Who's been seen? You know, I've been on TV over 3 million times. I mean, so God gave me this big platform of notoriety and a guy with a big mouth.
It's okay. Not the word is not really notoriety. As an English major, I just want to say it's celebrity, but go ahead.
Okay.
Well, notoriety implies negative, but everybody uses it wrong. Okay, everybody in the country uses it wrong.
Okay.
So you're just my friend. People, so I dare to tell you.
Well, people came. Well, I used to be notoriety. You know the
notoriety. You used to have notoriety. Now you have celebrity.
Let me tell you, we took pictures last night for over an hour and a half at the end, and they same thing. They always say, "Just one more, just one more." I said, "I got all the time in the world." In the old days, the only ones that wanted my picture was the cops.
I know. It says, "Well, again, this is why your average American relates to you."
And this is why I became a hub of a wheel. When people went into after this was January 9th when I got the first piece of evidence, but people just started pouring it onto me because I was the last voice, so to speak.
And because there was nowhere else to go.
There was nowhere else to go. You think these guys come to me, they go, "Hey, I've tried everything to get this to the government," whatever. And I would get 50 of these a day that I had to sift through. And they're going, here, this happened. You know, this happened to me. All the ones that I considered organic theft or organic stealing, all those I had to put aside because they've already, you know, no judge looked at those. Nobody wanted to see the, you know, 8,000 dead people voted. They actually went to the graves and checked, you know, and the death certificates, they had the birth and death certificates. These things, I'm going, well, we're not looking at that, but the machine thing was different. The machines were different. I go, what? I go, that's how they could do it. Because the one thing I'm in here is math. I look at deviations all day, and I could not explain like 10 million votes. I'm going, how, you know, I went state by state. This is me doing this daily, you know, from 11, 12 hours a day, going through county by county, going, this is impossible. Looking just like I do radio station and TV station.
Well, see, people don't know this about you. I just want to say, because I've been with you now for a couple of days here, and I watch you, and I feel like it's similar to Trump. You're both geniuses. You know, he went to Wharton and he has made all this money, and you have made all this money from nothing, from being a crackhead. You've built this gigantic company, but you come across like a regular guy. So people can't believe that you're in the weeds with the data and stuff, but you are that with your company. I saw you do that yesterday. You were checking the doors and micromanaging everything.
I had to add this and to go, I got to get this many people through and by this time.
But you just seem like such a normal guy. People cannot imagine. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel really in a very condescending way said, "Do you even know what IP stands for, Mike? Like you're an idiot."
Right.
And I think to myself, that's what people think. And a lot of the way people process information, it's not by facts and data. It's by instinct. They look at you, they size you up. They don't have time or the inclination to look more deeply. But the problem is that's what journalists are supposed to do. And they're not doing it. In other words, they're just looking at their friends. What do their friends say? How do their friends think? Oh, yeah, they think Mike is a goober from flyover territory. Imagine if he were the one at the center of this worldwide controversy of America. It's not possible.
Right. But you know what? I think that's where a lot of the journalists are torn, because you realize they knew me. All of a sudden, everything changed in 2016.
Yep.
When I went all in and did a press release that I had met Donald Trump. I was the media's darling.
Yeah.
I was the media's darling. I could say, "Hey, I'm building on a new wing here at the corporate office. I just hired 300 new employees," and they'd all come. NBC, ABC, CBS, everybody would come. "How many did you hire?" "Oh, Mike Lindell, he's in all over the media." But then they turned on me, Eric.
Yeah.
I came back to Minnesota and did a press release. It was crickets. They called me a racist. They called me, you name it.
Wait a minute. You're saying you're not a racist?
Yeah, well.
Breaking news on the air. We're never breaking news.
Minneapolis, my friends were a little upset when I was called that then, you know.
But it's so extraordinary too that, and the cheapening of the term racist, it's a staggering thing. I mean, I've literally written two books about people whose life effort, but biographies were against racism, tribalism, xenophobic attitudes, and people have called me a racist. And you think this is just, it's a staggering moment in American history. People are throwing terms around that really, it's a big thing to use that word. And they're using it for everything.
They take things at the wrong, they'll not focus on the issue to deflect, it seems like. I was doing a show in Chicago, and I was on this show with this black lady, and it went all over Chicago. This is about 3-4 years ago. It was before I might have been in 16, early 16. And I was on there, you know, I come from the street of Minneapolis, you know, when I'm down there, and I'm on her show, and I said, you know, everybody in the inner city is either on drugs or dealing drugs. Yeah. And I said that, and she goes, you're stereotyping us, and she just went off on me. And I said, listen here, lady. I said, I lived it. Other than my one drug dealer's Christian mother who sat and prayed for us, I said everybody was affected by drugs. We got into it. I left the show. Everyone in Chicago, I think, called in, said, he's right. He's here to help us. You know, I got the Lindo Recovery Network. Yeah. And just she had to have me back on her show and apologize. It wasn't, you know, where was she? I was there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I said everybody. Yeah, other than this, of the people I knew. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean everybody was.
No, look, people are sniping. They're looking. Like, I've said things sarcastically and humorously.
And
people have quoted it as though it was said ex cathedra from a podium.
Exactly.
Speaking to the UN.
Right.
And I thought this is not right because they're not putting things in context.
Right.
But there's so much I want to ask you. Let's go back to last night, because yesterday was just a crazy thing. The whole event will be up on Frank's speech.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, what happened last night? Joe Piscopo opened up. Mm. Brandon Howes obviously was the MC.
Yep.
I spoke and then you spoke. But it was an amazing event.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. How many people do you think watch this stuff online?
Because it was close to a million now, and that's incredible. So it wasn't. Someone said on my thing, you know, it was over, I think 2,300 people showed up about what they expected.
Yeah.
And on a Monday night in Mitchell, South Dakota.
Yeah.
And they were there for 8 hours, you know, standing in line. The lines wrapped around the block. But this guy says, this was a media guy, tried to make fun of the turnout. I go, over a million, almost a million people watched this. That was the thing. I wanted to get the message out. Well, if it takes the media to come out and mock the Corn Palace, see, this is what I have to do, Eric. The world I'm living in now, I have to do things. So the media comes to me and they'll go, you know, oh, Mike, you lost 5 more box stores. Did you hear about Dominion? Did you hear about this? Our country being taken from us?
This is
what I do.
Look, let's be fair. There are plenty of people on the conservative side. They don't seem to understand the import of what happened. And even they act as though if the election is stolen, that's kind of a side issue. The issue is what Biden did yesterday. And I think Biden could do whatever he likes. Right. But the point is, wouldn't it be the most important thing if he actually hadn't been elected by the American people? Wouldn't that take precedent?
Well, God's got his hand in all this. And I'm telling you, what Biden's doing right now is very important. And here's why. He's doing something, the stuff he does, which I'm going to have on Frank every day. I'm going to show. Here's a decision that was made.
Ooh, I'm sorry. Going to a break. We'll be right back with Mike Lindell.
Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there. Inside you,
Prescription Dispensing Labs is a national licensed pharmacy specializing in personalized prescription and natural medicine. The pharmacists at PD Labs are credited with formulating unique nasal sprays for the dreaded brain fog and a leader in uncovering new compounds to improve your health. PD Labs is one of the first pharmacies to now offer a telemedicine group trained in prevention medicine and how to restore your health. They have developed signature professional supplements that really work rather than just promotional advertising. PD Labs Pharmacy prides itself on innovation and amazing customer service that show dedication to your health. Today, everyone needs a choice in their health care, and they bring many refreshing options on how to maximize your body's amazing capabilities to bounce back. PD Labs has an extensive network of practitioners nationwide dedicated to true health care, not sick care. Visit their website, pdlabsrx.com, for free health tips, podcasts, and their popular online store. Call 888-909-0110. Ask for Ray and tell them Eric sent you. That's 888-909-0110.
See, I told you we'd be right back. Mike, you were just saying on Frank's speech every day.
Yeah,
so
every
I hope
day
people will go to Frank's speech.
I'm going to say
what Biden, the Biden administration
I'm gonna say,
has been doing.
Here's what I'm going to put this in so you understand what I'm going to do. If you go back in time to your happy place, okay, Eric, go to your happy place. We're going to go back to December of 2019. And January of 2020. Okay.
The economy's booming.
Everything was great. Merry Christmas. I mean, everybody, I don't care who you were, Democrat, Republican, your life was improving. It really was. I've talked to my friends with no forks all the way up to four forkers. Okay. Everything in between.
This is a family show. You can't use words like that.
Yeah, okay. but now, so what I'm saying there is you go there and all where your life was at that moment, these were decisions that were made. Politics affects everything we do. And these were decisions that were made by politicians that manifested to where that good place we were at. Now, everyone, no erase who did it. We know who got made those decisions. We won't say the name even.
Right.
But you know, I don't care who you are. I like to talk to the Democrat. Just think of how good it was then. And what if a Democrat was in office? It doesn't matter. The decisions were right. They made it for this. We all agree. Now, go where you're at right now. And this is what we're going to show. You fast forward to right now. I don't care who's in office. Erase who's in office. And you look at the decision. So like it's inauguration day. You make a decision within a day or two to take away 50,000 union jobs that they have been promised by the government that they could do this.
Yeah.
And at 13 of them, what manifests that? 13 of them commit suicide. It devastated. Now, how did that help anybody if you're a Democrat or a Republican? And we're going to look at these things.
Yeah.
How did the border? I got a picture. It's down there where the wall ends. And I looked at that. I thought, that's where America ends. You either tear down this side and we're gone, or you keep building. And it's just stopped right now for no reason. What did that do? Coyotes, human trafficking, drugs pouring back in. All this stuff we're going to bring on TV and go, how did this help any of us? And then whether you're a Democrat or Republican. So we're going to look at each thing. Now forget who's in power. And you're going to go, who does it help? Who does it help? I'll give you a clue. There's China, you know, the Communist Party. People, we have had decades in our colleges where the professors have taught socialism. And basically socialism. They took God out of our schools. And kids are talking and going, hey, they think socialism is socializing, having a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Well, now they realize it. They're starting to realize this is where we're not bringing the Supreme Court. I want everyone to see what's really here. You know, the Democrats warned us of this. All these kids in college are going, what? This is socialism. No, we skipped right over to communism. We jumped over socialism.
Well, people,
communism is here. And
I said this last night in my remarks after I sang the two hee-haw songs. Did you like that, Mike?
Yeah.
yeah, I'm trying to relate to the people. Seriously, the ideas that you're talking about, a lot of this is just blather because we have not educated American kids on this is what American self-government is. This is what liberty is. This is how it works. This is what a big state government does. This is what happens when you have more government. This is what happens when you push God and values out. You know, eventually on the scale, you get to enforced atheistic Marxism, which they have in China, obviously. And their values are the values of the Nazis. In other words, when they look at a human being, there's no one made in the image of God. They can kill.
Marketing.
They can kill that. What do you mean?
It starts with marketing. Look at Nazi Germany. Well, the best marketer probably ever was what? Goebbels. Yeah.
Joseph
and
Goebbels.
He convinced a whole population that they were better than others, that they took. That's what everybody's seeing here, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. Everybody sees the free speech, our First Amendment going. You take away that right of free speech first and it's over.
Yeah.
That's where we're at. That's why they attacked me so bad because I had the voice that was left, that platform. God gave me this platform and that platform is a voice to speak out. You know what? And they kept whacking me and attacking me and attacking me until people out there, that's how people were listening. You know, I said it last night in my speech. I wanted those things to happen because I would sacrifice anything. If I lose five more box stores just to get on the media for 1 minute and go, hey, Mike, you lost five more. Did you hear about our country being attacked? China's took our country. Another five go. My Twitter goes. We could go right down to the last pillow being sold.
Okay, see, here's,
and people,
you, Mike,
this is
you,
urgent.
You, here's the thing, that you're an anomaly because you love your country so much that you literally have given millions of your own dollars and you're sacrificed. You would be willing to sacrice
everything
for your country, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I've spoken to a few groups, I guess, in the months ahead. And I was kind of saying, like, folks, what if somebody told you that we're in a war for genuine liberty and that if you had to sell your boat and your house to keep America as it is so that the people have a voice, would you do it?
Right.
Some people would. But many people would not. They always want to hedge their bets. They want to make sure that they keep their job or whatever. In other words, they're not willing to risk everything. And so I think part of the reason people don't understand you is that they can't conceive of believing in anything so much that you would would let it ride.
And you know what? You stayed pretty good there because I just had events with millionaires and billionaires and told them what we were in. And I set up the Lindo Legal Offense Fund. None of them have put any big amount
right.
in yet. It's all been me. And
because
it's unreal.
Yeah. Well, this is a big thing for me. We're going to go to another break. Folks, I'm talking to Mike Lindell. Listen, if you take away one thing from this program, I hope you know what it is. It means go to mystore.com, mypillow.com, use the code Eric. If you remember one thing, all right, I'm kidding, but it wouldn't hurt. We'll be right back.
This is for all the lonely people thinking that life has passed them by. Don't give up until you.
I'm talking to Mike Lindell, and you're not. But you get to listen, and this is free, no charge. Mike, question for you. When you say things, let me be honest here. You kind of sell hope because you are full of hope. You're full of energy. But some people could say you're a Pollyanna. You're somebody that always sees the glass half full, but maybe you're overpromising when you say Trump is going to be back in by August because the Supreme Court will have to look at the evidence. They'll see the evidence and it'll be 9-0. We would all like to believe that. And you're a salesman and people believe in all this stuff. But the point is, realistically speaking, the Supreme Court has been so afraid to look at stuff. My question is, I can't imagine how is it possible that they would not understand that they have an obligation to look at what you're showing them?
Well, here's what it is. And I'll even take people back. If you look at it for the marketing, when they went, then they didn't look at Texas and stuff. Okay. And if that's going to work in our favor. You know why? Because over here, all the Democrats over here are going, wow, it was 7-2. Those conservatives, man, we really did win. They believe they won. And they go, they're fair. They're not doing it for politics. That's what they believe.
Yeah.
That they go, well, they're making a decision not to look at it because they believe that their man won. And they believe they're fair. Now, I'll tell you what. Can you imagine how the uniting of this country, when these are nine people, they're people too. They're nine people. They have grandkids. They have kids. They have neighbors. They have friends. All of them now, when they hear all the evidence and they see all this and they see that our country is being attacked right now, this is it. We're going to lose everything. Those nine people now, I expect them to be calling, going, could you get here now? We have to protect our country. And if it's nine, and when it goes to 9-0,
yeah.
When that happens,
yeah.
When it does, not if it does, when it does, what do you think the people over here are going to think? Wow, not only are those guys, before they were fair because they knew there wasn't, but this time they know that it's true.
See, now I would certainly like to believe that, but it has been my experience that is not, people process things. I mean, everyone loved me until I said something they didn't like. And then suddenly everything I had ever done before that was thrown in the garbage. And I realized
But it's different if you're arguing over 2 + 2 = 4. If they know that 2 + 2 = 4, that's different, Eric. You can't, you take away all the, if you 100% believe, then it's different.
Okay, here's a question. the Supreme Court, I was talking to a lawyer, a top lawyer who has worked with the president. I can't remember his name. I think it was Billy Bob. Just kidding. He said that he believes that some folks at the Supreme Court are scared. They have had threats.
Yeah.
And that they're scared. And my question, and I think I said this on this program months ago, I thought, if you would ever not rule accurately because you're scared, you need to resign yesterday.
Absolutely.
It is literally your job to call balls and strikes based on the Constitution, based on the law, in the interest of the American people. The idea that they would hedge their bets or hold back because they've had threats, I thought, you know, patriots, first of all, they would die for the country. So right. I can imagine if the president says, well, I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do this because it might hurt me or hurt my family. I thought, you need to resign.
Right.
You need to expose it. He also said that he was pretty sure some of them had, there was blackmail information.
Right.
And again, I said, you're not a city clerk. You're a Supreme Court justice. Well, you have an obligation
right.
to be utterly transparent. But listen, if any of this stuff comes out, this would be like the greatest scandal in the history of the country. The idea that a part of our government, that is a third of, you know, our three branches, would in any way be compromised. I got to say, as an American, you know, I'm kind of like a Boy Scout. I'm naive. I think that I trust them. They have a job for life. They're not looking at the polls. They're supposed to do their job. Why don't you think they would be affected by that when what you're saying comes to them?
Because that's why you have to educate. That's why we can't bring it before now. Let me tell you, it goes deeper than them. What I've learned in politics now, all the politicians, this is going to be the great change, the great reset when we're out here, all the good place we're going to get to. All this has to happen now because, like you say, all the politicians that made decisions for political reasons, all the politicians made decisions for personal agenda, and all the politicians that were compromised, either compromised and part of it, or compromised being blackmailed, or compromised being scared. Do you know how many judges in this country I believe were just scared to be the first judge? Are you kidding me? This is how deep it goes.
Where is the courage? I'm just staggered. Maybe I'm so naive that I would think that people would have a fundamental patriotic duty to understand this is important to America. That is it's my calling. This is not just a job I'm getting paid by the hour. I am a judge.
Right. Well, let me tell you, when you hear things like this, and this is a gal in Michigan, and she was just, they had to certify the election or whatever, certify the, I don't know, the counting and say, she got a picture. She goes, well, how can I certify this? This is, look at all this corruption. And she got a picture sent to her. This will be your daughter. Okay. And it was cut up person, you know, cut up people. I mean, these are the kinds of things that went on. And all this is out there, like 50,000 affidavits and stuff. You know, look at Dominion suing people over 200 and threats to be sued. I mean, this stuff goes so deep and wide, and it's partly because there's two things going on. You have the Democrats warned us of these machines, but here you have China coming in, the CCP coming in to take over the country. But you have all the Democrat Party, all the compromise there that we're compromised, that is going, okay, we're, the stuff they were. And then you have the crooked Republicans that, like your Brian Kemp's and your Brad Raffensperger. You have all these. That when you add personal agenda and political agenda to the big attack, you're almost grabbing other troops going, you know, it's kind of like Hitler when he taking over the world and he makes, you know, with Japan, and Japan bombs Pearl Harbor, and they're going, okay, if we went to bomb Pearl Harbor, he didn't want him to. He was going to take over the world and then kill Japan, right? You think the CCP cares about the Democratic Party and them? No, they're going to come in and take over. They want it all. And, my own senator, Amy Klobuchar in Minnesota, warned of these machines. They were afraid Russia was going to use the Republicans.
I told people, watch HBO made a spectacular documentary called Kill Chain. Yeah. HBO made it.
Yep.
Amy Klobuchar is in it. The awful senator from my state, from Connecticut, whatever his name is, I'm forgetting. But I mean, this was not a pro-Trump. This was an HBO documentary trying to talk about the reality of how easily the machines are hacked, because they were afraid Trump would win through using this kind of thing.
Yep.
And it all seemed perfectly logical until it seems it didn't go the way they feared. And then crickets. And I thought, where is the media in America?
Right.
Where is the media? We're going to be right back talking to Mike Lindell. Hey, everybody.
Whoa.
It's the Eric Metaxas Show with my sidekick slash producer, Albin Sadar.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought you were the sidekick.
No, I could be. I could play the role of sidekick. Listen, I'm very versatile. People don't believe me. I was talking to Kevin Sorbo. He's doing these movies. I said, Kevin, give me a part. I don't care what it is. I will show you. You want to know what acting is? I will show you. Hey, Sorbo. Hey, Sorbo, I'm talking to you.
You could be Kevin's body double.
I could do it. I'm so ripped, it's not even funny.
Don't joke about those things.
Here's what we need to talk about real quick.
Okay, let's do it.
A couple things.
Okay.
There are still people not signed up for our newsletter.
What?
Yep.
Oh.
And I was talking to some friends yesterday, and they said, where do we find these videos? And I got really, you know, smoke started coming out of my ears, and I said, hey, you get my email, don't you? If you open up the email, every email, we send it out like about twice a week, sometimes more, has all the previous videos. So you're saying, when did Eric have Lou Dobbs on? Where do I find that? When did Eric have Mike Lindell on? When did Eric have Milo Yiannopoulos on? You have to subscribe to ericmetaxas.com. That's the first announcement. The second announcement, we keep talking about people going to mypillow.com and mystore.com. My books are mostly available at mystore.com. Use the code Eric. Well, guess what?
What?
We have a new sponsor called Nutramedics.
Oh, yeah.
N-U-T-R-A. Nutramedics, M-E-D-I-X. Nutramedics.com. Nutramedics.com. You also have to use the code Eric with them. But if you use melatonin, resveratrol, stevia, which is a sweetener, vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D, like this is all the stuff, magnesium, that I take anyway, right?
The whole alphabet. There
curcumin. They've got it all, folks. And I just want to say, if you use any of that stuff, my attitude, the reason I'm so excited about Nutramedics and I'm excited to work with them, they give 50% of all of their profits to missions. Did you hear that? 50% to missions and to similar charities. And I'm going to find out what charities. And they have a goal to give away 100 million by the end of this decade. And to put a man on the moon by the end of the 1960s. That's their goal. They've already accomplished the first one.
Yay.
And the second one.
Yes.
If you missed that, you can look it up on microfiche at the library. But they did put a man on the moon in the 60s.
Good.
Nutramedics is going to give away 100 million by the end of this decade. It said 2030. And I thought 2030, that's like 2050, right?
No.
And then I realized, it's a few years away.
Yeah.
But you have to use the code Eric. But honestly, most of their stuff, just look them up online. You can read their story. We're going to have the founder on this program. But it's hard not for me to be excited because I think I buy all this stuff anyway from somebody. I might as well buy it from Nutramedics.com, and 50% of their profits goes to things that I believe in.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
You can't lose. You cannot lose.
Is there anything else that we need to talk about?
Well, what I'd like to say, the weekend is here or coming up, and it's, you know, that's exciting. And did you mention that people have to you did. Well, sign up for your newsletter.
Did I ever mention that? I don't think I've ever mentioned that. Go to ericmetaxas.com.
Use the code Eric. It's double free.
See, now when you confuse people like that, that's bad.
That is.
ericmetaxas.com. Actually, we'll mention one thing before we go. If you go to our radio website, which is metaxastalk.com, there is a banner to support voter integrity in Georgia. Everybody, all of the woke corporations, Coca-Cola, which I'll never drink again, Delta Airlines, all of these folks are lining up saying that voter integrity is racist. Actually, they are racist.
That's
I don't have time to break it down.
Yeah.
But if you don't mind, please go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner, and sign the petition for voter integrity in Georgia. Voter integrity is for all Americans, folks. Make no mistake. That's the point of it. All right. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, we're here for you.